Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Well, good morning and welcome, my friends. It is 7:21, time now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And the only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. 877-975-9825. Call in now. You know what's bugging me?
What's that?
So, President Trump, he hosts the Kennedy Center honorees. These people getting these gold medallions.
Pretty cool.
Right?
Yeah.
And the rock band Kiss was out there, right?
Yep.
It was such a great opportunity for Trump to come out there and just start spitting blood out like Gene Simmons.
No, because somebody would have thought he got shot again or something. So
that would
not have been good, yeah. But I could, and you know, he's got a tux on. And,
what about
you know.
Doing that fire, like the fire breathing thing?
No, that would have been that? That. Well, they already think he's Satan, those on the left. So that would have been even more hilarious.
That's true.
That would have been great.
Anything to feed that fire of derangement, I'm all for. These people are going to implode eventually, right?
Wow.
You have anything that's bugging you, Greg?
Well, yeah, it was actually, I was at a good thing. I was actually at a little round table event over the weekend with Paul Renner, who's a guest on the show. He's running for governor. And one of the things that did come up, and it's a big complaint if you are in Alachua County or more in particular Gainesville, and that is the people on the street. And obviously there's some mental health issues that are going on there. And the whole point was to share what are our big complaints, you know, in this community. And that is a big one. I mean, yeah, we see the ones that are working the system. I've seen the guy walk around, and they'll change shifts, and they'll move the people around. And you know that that's just a business. But the fact that there are these people who do have mental illness, and they are allowed to harass drivers. There's one that I drive by on a regular basis. He's always yelling at people, but then, you know, he wants something from you. And it's like, what is really being done? I mean, we heard on the news this morning about an attack.
Dropped a woman on her head.
Yes, over at St. Francis or whatever. And the same issues with Grace. It's like, what is really being done? Because it is a menace to society. I mean, I see the ones when I drive through through Gainesville and University. You see the ones that are on the campus. And I'm like, man, if I had a 19-year-old daughter, I don't want her walking around in this kind of garbage. But I don't know the answer, but it does bug me that we don't have one. And it doesn't seem to be a big issue for the commission.
What Gainesville does have, though, that they've added recently is they have greeters and people who help out and drive around and can be, you know, giving people directions and, you know, helping them. But no, it's been a problem for a long time. A lot of cities face that. These are tough questions, but it doesn't appear that they have, I don't know, that if they've made serious attempts, it doesn't seem that it's been met with a whole lot of success anyway.
Yeah.
Pam, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. And don't cut me off just because I mentioned something about Trump or Israel. So anyway, what's bugging me is these conservative people, I guess they're getting that 7K from Netanyahu. I don't know. But they're blaming people who are curious about what's going on with the Epstein files, with the with Charlie's death, with the bomber. They're asking questions. And the conservatives are like, no, you can't ask questions. Well, yes, we can. And why isn't Trump living up to his promises? What happened with building the border wall? What happened with the credit card debt? Why is he bringing in thousands of Chinese students to do our jobs, train our kids? I got two kids just graduated from UF. Let's get these colleges to teach them what we need. We're subsidizing the colleges. I think Trump needs to get back on the American First bandwagon and off Netanyahu's little nurse tit.
Okay. I wanted to make sure I didn't accidentally hit the button.
And we don't cut people off if they have a different opinion, just for reference.
You know, yeah.
It's only when they get rude or totally stupid that we cut
which,
people off.
Pam, you're fine.
That's fine.
No, you're asking good questions. But when you refer to conservatives, like who?
I'm
not telling people they can't ask questions. You can ask all you want. My point on the Epstein thing is there's not going to be a file where you're going to have all the lists and say, you know, and it's going to say, and the CIA, you know, was, you know, was working with Epstein.
Right.
Like, I mean.
Yeah, right. This is going to be just like the JFK files. Anything that's in the files is not going to be incriminating because the files say what they wanted them to say.
Because if you believe that some of the bad people high up in the government are involved, those same high up people are the ones that take and destroy evidence.
Yes.
Hillary Clinton. Yeah.
She just wiped it with like a cloth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
133,000 emails.
Because she, think about it, she always has like a, you know, a kitchen towel around. You know, she
always
she was
cookies.
Like Susie Homemaker when she was in the White House, you know?
Baking cookies for Bill.
And singing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she was a joy.
Probably wearing pearl necklace at the same time, just like Mrs. Cleaver.
Yeah. And I'm sure Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Bill used to hand those out like they were, you know?
He loves jewelry.
Mark, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, I made it to Hot Rods for Heroes. It was awesome. But what's bugging me is the way, like, Tim Walz and Ilhan Omar and all their 80,000 Somali allies, they're all scattering and running for cover when we've got the goods on them. We have the receipts. They're toast, and they just don't know it yet. It's a... I just hope it actually plays out where we see some perp walks and things like that. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, no, thank you. Absolutely. Yeah, and I mean, this one, they've got several people already.
Yeah.
This should be an expanding kind of investigation and operation. But already, you know, they think that at least $1 billion was involved in this fraudulent behavior by almost all of them being of Somali ancestry in Minnesota, which they have a... I think the biggest population outside of Somalia.
Yeah. And then Omar's response is that, you know, Trump's just got a thing for her, kind of, you know, obsession.
Yeah. He's obsessed with her. That is what.
Right. I don't think that's it. You think a little too highly of yourself there.
Not Omar. Exactly.
No.
It is 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.